Ghana has been selected to host the fourth ordinary meeting of the Council of Ministers of the African Diamond Producers Association next year. The decision was taken at the third ordinary meeting of the association underway in Kinshasa, DR Congo. The Deputy Minister of Lands and Natural Resources, Henry Ford Kamel, said this in an interview with Radio Ghana from Kinshasa. Mr. Kamel said the meeting has called for the lifting of the ban on Zimbabwe under the Kimberley Processing Certification Scheme. This is because Zimbabwe is now compliant under the scheme. Mr. Kamel spoke to Bright Agama.
The African countries have taken a position. We believe that over the period, Zimbabwe has done sufficiently well to meet the minimum requirements as stipulated under the Kimberley Process Certification Scheme. And so we are advocating for a lifting of that ban, and we are unanimous in that term. However, some other countries within the Kimberley Certification Framework are still of the view that there are gross violations of human rights in the mining of diamonds in Zimbabwe. And so they are of a different view. But Africa stands by Zimbabwe because we believe that Zimbabwe is now compliant with the Kimberley process. We have also been looking at amendments to some of our internal regulation procedures and statutes with a view to looking at them, reviewing them, realigning them to ensure that there is a better focus for the Association of African Diamond Producing Countries to be able to maximize the benefits that we will get from the diamond industry. And so these are two very important issues that came up strongly, and we believe that we have deliberated very well on them. We are also asking the heads of governments and heads of states to give us some level of recognition when it meets. And the African Union should pick up the advocacy space that this association provides so that we can take a better place. We can establish ourselves, we can assert ourselves more in the diamond industry world over. Africa produces about 60% of diamonds worldwide. We believe that we are not getting sufficient voice, we are not getting better value for money, and so we believe that this should become a continental matter.
How is this meeting going to impact on Ghana's performance as far as diamond production is concerned?
It's going to help a lot. First of all, belonging to the association gives us a stronger voice when it comes to advocacy issues, when it comes to issues concerning the diamond industry. The association is looking at harmonizing both fiscal and regulatory regimes to ensure that we plug the loopholes. We are looking at capacity building. We are also thinking of a feasibility study to see whether there will be the possibility of establishing a diamond bourse for Africa. Diamond bourse is the kind of commodity market for diamond, and there is none in Africa. And so these are all important structures that the association is endeavoring to establish so that we can benefit from it.
You heard Deputy Minister of Lands and Natural Resources, Henry Ford Kamel, on some decisions adopted at the third ordinary meeting of the Council of Ministers of African Diamond Producers Association taking place in Kinshasa, in DR Congo. He spoke to Bright Agama.